Morning Facebook. Today is the 28th of September, Monday morning. Hope you have a good week this week. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. People of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. The Lord will not forsake his people. For his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake. O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins. For thy name's sake, wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Well, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Many people try to change the name of the Lord. Try to say that all paths lead to God. They try to confuse the subject by saying that the God of the Muslims and the God of the Christians are one and the same, and they're not. His name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. There is only one name given unto men whereby ye must be saved. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. They shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Numbers 6:27. Again, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and it is safe. Proverbs 18:10. He left not himself without witness. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor knowledge where their voice is not heard. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19:1. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Romans 1:20. Well, Jesus Christ is our rock. His name is a strong tower. We cry unto him daily to have mercy upon our souls. We realize that his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Regardless of what you and I might be going through, if we're one of his people, he has our back. He has redeemed us with his own blood. By grace are ye saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. O Lord our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. We are thine, thou never bearest rule over them, they were not called by thy name. Isaiah 26:13, Isaiah 63:19. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We're living in a time where people have forsook the name of Jesus Christ, and they have taken on a lot of other names. They've taken on the name of Allah, taken on the name of Chrislam, they've taken on the name of a lot of other gods, the gods of this world. They've looked to idols, they've looked to materialism, they've looked to education, they've looked to the so-called free will of man, humanism, secularism, Arminianism, Calvinism. But there's only one name given among men whereby we must be saved. God has given a name greater than any name. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His name shall be called Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. No other name. No other name. We don't look to politicians. We're apolitical. We're not exalting Trump. We're not exalting Biden. We're not exalting the Democrats or the Republicans. We're not exalting a particular government. We're exalting Christ. Jesus Christ is our only hope. He's the one who came. He's the one who died. He gave himself a ransom for our sins. He's the one that is seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. In him, we have everything. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand, including the Supreme Court justices, the President of the United States, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Jesuit conspiracy to take over the world. Jesus Christ is who we look to for our solace and our rest. This morning, we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. Hebrews 12:2. There's no other place we can reside or rest in other than Christ. He is the one who was a perfect sacrifice, our sin bearer, went to the cross, endured the shame. Well, Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me sure. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. So when we hear all these other voices trying to suck us in to this world system, let us come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. May the good Lord be with you this morning. I want to conclude this time, short time we've had together, with this thought. Growing up, Jesus was known as the carpenter's son, helping his father work with wood that Christ had created from trees that he had made. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. All things were created by him, even the trees Joseph, the carpenter, worked with as a part of his trade. Jesus is the greatest carpenter that ever lived, building an eternal kingdom with his hands. Not with wood and stubble is this kingdom made, but with the precious blood of Jesus, when he freely laid his life down on Calvary for all of God's elect, the ones that God the Father for him did select. The carpenter's son was the greatest builder that could ever be, giving eternal life for all of the elect family. There's something about that name, Jesus, who came to save his people from their sins. God bless.